This is Reverend Bookburn going on in about a minute. Tapers and relay broadcasters. Well, we can't interrupt the song. Okay, go. All right. Thank you, Mr. Engineer. Who was that? It said Dipple. No, but it really was a song before. Before it became some fucking soda commercial. All right. Going on. Are you on? Over there. Thank you, Marlon, the great engineer. Good evening. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In, and tonight the theme is Free SpongeBob. We are doing the theme Free SpongeBob because, is it a he? He, she, or it is... Okay, Marlon... Marlon, the great engineer, says it's a he. Free SpongeBob is under vicious, venomous attack from some of the more ludicrous of the American Christian Taliban and any other hysteria pushers who are out there who need to fundraise and program sheep for a living and keep people jazzed. And SpongeBob is actually here, Marlon. And we're going to talk to SpongeBob and help SpongeBob survive the onslaught of the fundamentalists, the Pope types, and all these other assholes that want to accuse SpongeBob of being gay. And we're also going to have a kind of a foreplay to the Pope anti-memorial shows, which are going to begin in 2 weeks, because next week is the birthday show. So, oh, look, here he is, the little varmin himself. Hello, SpongeBob.
Hello.
We're going to play a lot of songs on tonight's show that accompany the theme Free SpongeBob. I know there's been a lot of allegations. Well, not allegations, because that implies something wrong. But a lot of speculation as to your sexual organ, as if you could do anything.
Wait a minute, I can do a lot.
Okay, well, let's talk about what you can do later and start the first set of music. The first set, and then get rolling.
Okay, let's play a song by Sandy Rapp.
We are. We're going to play Sandy Rapp doing her song for your crime critic, Jerry Falwell. But before Sandy Rapp, let's play something very holy. I know we're watching a lot of necrophilia action going on from the Vatican and other exercises in public morbidity, but I think we should start the show during such a time period of corporate media ludicrousness, if that is in fact a word, by playing something holy, and I am clergy.
Oh, good.
All right, we're going to play Rudimentary Peni from their Death Church release. And why don't you tell us what we're going to hear?
We're going to hear Alice Crucifies the Pedophiles and Army of Jesus. The first song for the priests, and the second one for convicted abortion clinic and Olympic Park bomber Eric Rudolph. And other nutcases that are inspired by people like the Pope and the fundamentalists.
Okay, well then let's do that. Alice Crucifies the Pedophiles and then Army of Jesus. This is Rudimentary Peni. Everybody's feeling good.
his heart to the PTL. But God save Pat Robertson, he can rebuke the storm. He makes the mute to pray, but what he doesn't say is that 10 televangelists are gay. We're 10% in Alabama. We're 10% of the world. God bless Lou Sullivan. Bush has appointed one. He was such a sport about the suicide report. He said statistics on gay youth were anti-family. With old Bill Dynamite, they said the they chatted every day, but what they never said is a tenth of all Republicans are gay. We're 10% in Alabama. We're 0.10 in Idaho. Raises loud from Washington to old Miami and Mr. Limbaugh's little corner of the world. Uniform. Here's to the military's evolving policies. Their own researchers tell homosexuals excel, and a tenth of all the troops of GNL. We're 10% in Alabama. We're 0.10 in Idaho. From Washington to French Lick, Indiana. They'd said we're 1% in a study financed by the government. If they let that million stay, then they might have had to say half of all gay USA made the parade. We're 10% in Alabama.
Cause I'm a teenage tiger and a cougar.
You heard Bad Religion doing Overture and Sinister Rouge. The Cramps did Goo Goo Muck. Sandy Rapp did 10% and started off with Rudimentary Peni doing Alice Crucifies the Pedophiles and Army of Jesus. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend is In. It's on live every Sunday night at RadioVolta.org, where the show is supposedly repeat broadcasted Tuesday nights, 7 to 9 p.m., also East Coast Time, USA, and repeat broadcasted Wednesday morning, 6 to 8 a.m., East Coast Time, USA. The Reverend is In is also relay broadcasted live at atheistnetwork.com, where the show is repeat broadcasted Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 7 a.m. and 9 p.m., also East Coast Time, USA, and relay broadcasted live, oh so appropriately, on Sunday morning when the show is back-to-back with the great Hour of Slack. The Reverend is In is also relay broadcasted live at two independent radio stations in the state of Washington, one in Olympia and one in Seattle. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyle, including those from the transgendered or kink communities, outside or across the street from Catholic, fundamentalist, or any other Taliban-modeled theocratic church. If you want to write to the Reverend for future theme ideas or contributions, casting for the Reverend's film projects, feedback for already happened themes, song requests, song ideas, birthday dedications, and whatever the fuck else, except, of course, spam, unless it's funny, write to Rev Bookburn, care of Quail, as in Dan, Numbnuts Quail, the biggest fucking retard after Reagan and before George W. Moron Bush. Quail, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, quail at sjcdc.org. And at that website, sjcdc.org, South Jersey Clinic Defense Coalition, you could check out an article entitled Theocracy and Sexual Freedom. Well, as you know, we weren't on the air last week on April 3rd. The Reverend was in Wisconsin and had a public appearance at Beloit College in Beloit, Wisconsin, which was fantastic. The Reverend brought out there by the great pro-choice group Raheal, R-H-E-A-L, Reproductive Health, and I forget the rest, Raheal, and miscellaneous other groups and individuals, a great professor, a group called Ethical Sluts, and all kinds of incredible people out there. We're going to talk about Beloit a little later, the first public appearance in a significant amount of time. And we do have some birthdays to somebody on the West Coast, USA, and one of Hippie John's best friends. Happy birthday to Heidi Helper a couple of days ago. And yesterday, happy birthday, Paul Krasner. Paul Krasner is, I believe, in his 70s now, still writing and as active as he was in the 60s, and has a recent CD entitled The Zen Bastard Rides Again, and we'll hear from that a little later. And he's online at Paul Krasner, Paul, K-R-A-S-S-N-E-R, paulkrasner.com, all kinds of great books and CDs. And it was his birthday, and we say happy birthday. Since the last show, I believe it was March 30th, that marked Cesar Chavez Day, somebody who passed away who was worth media attention but didn't get it, and worth sparking discussion and analysis of the world condition through the experiences of him and his organizations. Cesar Chavez Day, happy that to the people who acknowledged it. And in 2 days, on April 12th, 2005, it is the anniversary of the death of Abbie Hoffman, and who he played a couple of shows ago. And so we acknowledge Abbie Hoffman as a great activist, organizer, writer, humanitarian, theatrical, humorist, and satirist, political analyst, and in his heyday, a very merry prankster type, and just all-around great person. And the Reverend had the delightful pleasure of meeting him a handful of times, one of which even during one of his depressive phases. And I did get to see that side of him. And it's unfortunate when you lose anybody to taking their own life. But we remember him. We play recordings by him occasionally. The re-releases of his books are especially worthwhile, especially Woodstock Nation. And, of course, the great introduction to Steal This Book and most of his writings. And so we acknowledge him close to the anniversary of his death. And let's see, what else happened? The woman in Florida who was on feeding tubes, who passed away, Terry Schiavo, died. And if time permits, we'll comment more. But we did comment on the last show 2 weeks ago, Easter, what some people will do to get nailed. And on that show, we talked extensively about Schiavo. And if time permits, I have a ton of shit, all kinds of stuff I brought back from Beloit, all kinds of stuff from Everlasting Godstopper, and a lot of Bookburners sent me great stuff on another person who died. I think you know who this is, Marlon, the great engineer. Yes, the queen pin of the largest pedophile ring in modern history, who wears the tackiest dresses you could imagine, and recently paraded around dead and exhibited in a big tacky red suit. It looked like a Santa suit. I'm of course talking about the king, or rather the queen, of the Vatican's necrophilia festival. Yes, the Pope is dead. And tonight we're doing Free SpongeBob anyway, and next week, April 17th, is the Reverend's birthday show. But in 2 weeks, we will begin probably a three-part series, which is the Pope Anti-Memorial. And I think in the last one, Satan is going to return to the show once again. He's an occasional live guest, as is the Lord. They both like to be on the show, and I think that's when Satan's going to actually complete, while he's here on Earth, the acceptance of the queen pin of all pedophiles, the Pope, and take him home where he belongs. And I heard it's really warm. They have a nice fire going, and it's warm. There's good music, lots of flesh. But that is to come. Let's see. And we'll give you a taste of the Pope's anti-memorial shows tonight. And what else is there? Well, we'll just go over, like, the best of the internet. And tonight we're going to do the Reverend's Living Will, which was written on the day Terry Schiavo died while the Reverend was at Beloit College in Wisconsin. And we'll talk about Beloit and media buffoons and the latest target. I'm sorry, SpongeBob, but you are not the latest target of Reverend Jerry Falwell. It is, in fact, it's not even a living being. It's not even a cartoon. It's a product. Krispy Kremes. That's right. Jerry Falwell is warning the world that the problems of the world are not really that significant. You should be focusing on the true problem, the real danger, the real cause for concern. Do Krispy Kremes, in fact, turn a person gay? And if you write to me, quail@sjcdc.org, you can get some hilarious articles. I'm not going to read them. because I already know there's not going to be time for that too. But yes, SpongeBob, you are not the latest victim. Krispy Kremes are. So he might even be finished pontificating as to what your sexual orientation is.
Oh, that's too bad, because I wanted to have a roundup session with him.
Well, I'm sorry. But, oh, Marlin loves the fact that you are here. Yes, you have a playmate here at Philadelphia Independent Media Center, Marlin. The great engineer SpongeBob is spending the night, which, don't tell Reverend Falwell or that crowd, but, yeah, he will be staying here with you. I hope that's okay. Let's see, we have a new contest. And, well, let's do the forthcoming shows. And then get into the free SpongeBob theme. Next week on The Reverend is in April 17th, 2005, The Reverend's birthday show. And supposedly some people are up to mischief. So there will very likely be one or more guests. And in 2 weeks, April 24th, part one of the Pope anti-memorial show. And on the first Sunday of May, I think that's May 1st, that is not going to be part two, but a special on the fetus fetishists, the revival of the theme Fetal Attraction, with live guest Anand DePoom. No relation to Susie Lick. And that is going to be May 1st. On May 8th, part 2 of the Pope Anti-Memorial Show, and then part 3 of the Pope Anti-Memorial Show with live guest Satan, who will take him home after that broadcast, and possibly for your ears to share in the experience. And at the very end of May, of course, another sacred holy annual tradition on The Reverend is In. We will have Memorial Day, and I don't know if there's a live guest for that yet or not. So that all of that is to come on The Reverend is In. Other future themes include another Reverend Book Byrne performed wedding. This one is going to be of corruption probed, ethics probed, yet another scandal this week. Corrupt criminal from Congress and a major Bushy. Yes, Tom DeLay. The Reverend is going to do Tom DeLay's wedding to the corpse of Terry Schiavo. That is coming up on a future show. And casting, of course, for that video version of the show is to be announced tonight. Other future themes include Recovery for Propagandists, in which we will discuss the 12-step monopoly and delusional higher power recovery systems, and the abuses of the word addiction, such as love addiction, sex addiction, internet addiction, porn addiction, television addiction, golf club addiction, and every other addiction that is actually a propagandistic misuse of the word. And we will cover that extensively, as well as religion pushing faith-based initiative funding. And we'll have lots of tunes and laughs as well. Other future themes include Pubic Property, in which we will discuss sex negativism from all walks of life, liberal and conservative, the left wing and the right wing, the fundamentalists and the groupthink freethinkers, as well as certain kinds of women's studies programs. We will cover and have lots of fun with sex negatives during the Pubic Property show, and have a good laugh over Puritan posturing. Other future themes include psychotherapy for the most fucked up, mentally unbalanced people on Earth. Of course, I'm talking about the war criminals of the Bush regime. Yes, psychotherapy for the Bush regime. And the grand opening of the White House corporate brothel. 3 retroactive abortions for Barbara Bush. And all kinds of summer fun to come on The Reverend is In, broadcasting from beautiful Philadelphia. And we got to play a song for the forthcoming fetus of a local book burner as well. And more on that. when the song comes. Let's announce the contest. Marlon, it is official. The corporate scab version of the Dead Kennedys, once the most vital hardcore punk band in the world, has sunk to an even lower low, if that is conceivable. Yes, former recipient of Asshole of the Week on the show, East Bay Ray and Company, the three corporate scab Dead Kennedys, plus their latest scab singer, have sold a Dead Kennedy song to, I'm not kidding, it has been verified, American Idol television show on, of course, the Fox television network. Need we say more? So, it is official.
Which song is it?
It is the old DK version of Viva Las Vegas. It's such a classic. So, please remember to boycott the corporate scab Dead Kennedys. All these re-releases on labels other than AlternativeTentacles.com. Any label other than Alternative Tentacles is a corporate scab re-release of Dead Kennedys releases. Please do not contribute a penny to them. And the contest is on. Anybody who harmlessly pranks them with either pies or, of course, Jell-O wins the Reverend contest. And we have all kinds of memorabilia from bands, past live guests, Lady Demonica, Hippie John, all kinds of people have contributed great and sometimes hot and sometimes musical treats and some rare stuff. I'm not sure what you get, but you get a lot if you win the Reverend Bookburn contest to prank harmlessly the corporate scab Dead Kennedys. And please remember to boycott them and check out Jell-O Biafra's recordings, musical and spoken word, and all kinds of other bands and spoken word and benefit releases and great compilations and samplers from AlternativeTentacles.com. All right. There's a million things to plug and all kinds of news, and it's hard to resist not getting into the death of the queen pin of all pedophiles, but Michael Jackson's role model. But there is a lot to cover, and let's see, way too much paper in front of me. We're going to cover more extensively when we do the Pope anti-memorial shows, not just kind of blowing the lid off of a lot of myths and lies that are being repeated in the corporate media. We're going to focus on things that even the websites and information sources that should know better are not acknowledging. Why it is ludicrous to say that this person was the reason for the end of communism, and even more laughable, why it was a joke to call him the Prince of Peace. Kind of like calling Ken Lay of Enron the Prince of Energy. And we will cover that in detail on the Pope Anti-Memorial Show starting in 2 weeks from tonight. There's even more big news, which is that, speaking of the attack dogs, and the Reverend apologizes right now in advance to all real dogs for the degrading comparison, but the attack dogs, inspired by all very visible anti-abortion spokespeople, one of the attack dogs that ended up in the Army of God and bombed two abortion clinics, bombed a gay bar, and bombed the 1996 Olympics in Atlanta, Georgia, Eric Rudolph, who killed two people and injured over 100 in his combined bombings, has decided to elude the death sentence that he risked receiving and plead guilty to all four bombing actions, as well as to direct investigators to where he buried in the North Carolina mountains, where he hid for 5 years, the location of 250 pounds of dynamite. And he sounds like he's mentally up there with George W. Numbnuts Bush and other pearls and gems from the American Christian Taliban. Eric Rudolph is to receive 4 life sentences with no possibility of parole. Good riddance, former recipient of Asshole of the Week, Eric Rudolph. And let's see. All right, I'm going to hold off on talking about the Beloit College appearance, which was absolutely bedazzling and absolutely an inspiration. I don't know if there's time for it. So there's so much to cover and so much to plug. And tonight, the Reverend has received a birthday present from Marlon, the great engineer, in advance. A hot book. It's very old. It says on the cover, 25 cents. From Popular Library Press by Christopher Isherwood, author of Prater Violet. This book is entitled...
You know he just likes the pictures.
The World in the Evening. There's no pictures. And there's a folded over page, so we know how far Marlon got. Let's see. Oh, you read most of this hot book.
You didn't see the cover.
You're up to 202. Yes, it does. Because the Vagina Monologues...
Check one.
Yeah.
Check.
You're on.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. Right. As I was saying, yeah, it's got a pretty hot picture on the cover.
It is.
I thought you'd like it. Right.
The World in the Evening by Christopher Isherwood. Well, thank you
for
this.
No, I was
going
to put it on eBay, but...
I know.
It's too much trouble.
You
I
have
gave
a
it
lot
to
of
you.
Fun shit
Gee,
on the
thanks,
eBay.
Marlon.
Thank you. I said thank you. I do like it. I like my present. And, I'm sure this is very hot. I will read this. Maybe not tonight, but I will read it. And let's see. What's it say on the back?
I'll read it. Here.
All right. Read the back.
I'll do this in my easy voice. Right. He sinned against life, finding his wife Jane making love to an actor at a Hollywood party. Stephen Monk, wealthy dilettante, went off the deep end emotionally. Fleeing to his Quaker homestead, he tried to sort out the wreckage of his life. His repeated betrayals of Elizabeth Riddell and beautiful Jane Armstrong, to neither of whom he had ever been a real husband. He had burned his candle at both ends, and now he asked himself if it was too late to find a new lease on life and love. Find out in the next thrilling edition. Never mind.
All right, sold. I am going to read it. All right. In case I don't get time to read this, you got to go to landoverbaptist.org, the Landover Baptist Church, landoverbaptist.org, to read Satan Calls Another Pope to Hell. It is so funny. It'll give you comic relief. And they're the people who market the My Catholic Priest Molested Your Honor Student bumper sticker. And all kinds of gems at landoverbaptist.org. We'll read it if time permits. And while you're listening to the next bunch of tunes, and let's see, should we do the Living Will now? Let's see. I think Marlon likes this Living Will of the Reverend's.
Yeah, it's pretty well written.
Okay.
Pretty well written, yeah.
This is written at Beloit College in Wisconsin on the day that Terry died and all these fundamentalist sheep, and I really mean no offense, and I apologize to real sheep, but and all these sheeps and bozos were outside making all kinds of idiotic comments, worst of all her sister. All right, and we all know a few whack jobs with wacky siblings.
Wing nut, wing nut, wing.
Yes, thank you.
There goes the alarm.
All right. Written on the day of Terry's death at the great, great campus of Beloit College with Raheel, pro-choice group, and the ethical sluts, and the great women in prisons class, and all kinds of great stuff the Reverend got to speak before. And they got to hear it, and they liked it. Those students liked it. And so let's share it with the book burners. And, you know, it's going to seem like it's a joke or it's more radio stuff and humor and all that. But I'm thinking of really making this my living will.
Just get it stamped, notarized, and signed, and it is.
All right.
I guess.
Here's Reverend Bookburn's living will.
Wyland the Great Engineer is not a certified lawyer.
Living will. I trust the judgment, integrity, compassion, ethics, and humanity of all whom I love. See list. This is their decision. I seek a banner to hang outside my window that reads, I shall never be a fundraiser or political football for crazed, cultish religious leaders who are too dysfunctional to work for a living, or opportunistic and corrupt public officials. Please tell the manipulated, mindless sheep outside this building to go the fuck home. It is my will. Reverend Bookburn, RadioVolta.org. Thank you, Rep. Mylon, the Great Engineer, for even though they can't see you laughing or hear you laughing, and for your support. All right.
By the way, you got to see the picture I put up on the. Never mind.
On eBay?
No.
By the way,
on the computer
screen. Can I just say that eBay are such assholes, and I'm really hoping that more auctions crop up that are like alternatives to eBay competitors, whatever you want to call it, because they're continuously fucking with book burners, and not just Lord Jesus, but you can't sell that. You can't sell that. And all right, SpongeBob, what are we gonna hear?
We're going to hear a song for the abstinence crowd and Reverend Jerry Falwell called Everybody's Fucking But Me. But first, we're going to hear a remake of the 70s classic Hair of the Dog that was originally done by Nazareth. This version is about hemp, and it's called Hair of the Bud by Culkin.
All right. Thank you, SpongeBob. Let's hope this turntable works, Lord. We pray to thee that not only that you take Jerry Falwell home, but we thought you were going to with his second bout of pneumonia a couple weeks ago, but you did not. And we pray that nobody puts the Reverend after his passing in tacky clothes to parade him through the streets, least of all a big red Santa suit. We pray that SpongeBob endures the attacks against him, I guess it's a him, from the fundamentalists. And most of all, we pray right now that this turntable and this studio in beautiful Philadelphia works so we can play Calkins' Hair of the Bud. Lord, make this work. Let's go. Are you gonna play? Yes.
Make it. 1937, DuPont Corporation helped create the prohibition of hemp through the yellow journalism of the Hearst Papers to rid of marijuana, a word pushed by the Hearst Papers to re-describe the cannabis hemp plant as the drug the lazy Mexicans and raping Negroes smoke. Hemp has 10,000 years of recorded history with all the tribes of the human race. But this prohibition is more than a racial issue. It was to protect the financial interests in depleting fossil fuels, the forest-killing timber industry, and toxic petrochemicals. 10,000 acres devoted to an annual hemp farm would produce as much paper as 40,000 acres of forest trees. Hemp biomass can be used as pollution-free burning fuel to replace all fossil fuels. The nutrition value of the seed is next to the soybean and can be used as food. Fibers, plastic, foods, fuels, oils, paints, ropes, thousands of positive, non-polluting, non-toxic uses. Medicinally, it can help the appetite, asthma, glaucoma, nausea, tumors, epilepsy, and hundreds of healthy benefits that public is kept ignorant of. Make the rules, create the myths. It's time to evolve. Abolish the prohibition against cannabis hemp. Because when over 125,000 people die of legal alcohol use, 395,000 people die of legal tobacco use, while zero, count them, zero people die annually from smoking hemp, there is a lie to be broken. Wake up and smoke the buds. It's just a green, leafy plant.
Fucking! But me! I just have no class. Lustful guys behind every tree. It's such a pain in the ass. The men all seem to duck me. How I wish they'd shout woohoo and fuck me. Everybody's fucking. But me.
Come on! song about how brilliant and how powerful deviant sexuality is.
Scream and then do it.
Did you play that for me?
Yes, I did, SpongeBob.
Oh, that was great. That was Homophobia by Chumbawamba.
That's right.
Can you play Pope on the Rope for me by the Meat Men?
Yes, I can play that. But first, we're going to play from one of the birthday people, Paul Krasner, from his latest comedy CD, The Zen Bastard Rides Again. Let's play a track.
No, let me say it. This is called Disorganized Religion.
Usually people who God talks to are considered nuts. And yet there's Bush saying he believes that God wants him to be president. And now, we all talk to God, I suppose. Even an unbeliever like me, I have conversations with God. Just to kind of see, what would God say? Say about the Middle East and the conflict with Israel and the Palestinians. I said, look, God, you know everything that's ever happened that ever will happen. So you must have known that when you told the Jews that there would be the promised land for them, that the Palestinians wouldn't say to them, oh, welcome, take our land, please. I feel like I'm being channeled by Henny Youngman. And I said, so why did you permit that to happen? You know, I don't understand. And I heard the voice of God say, I never say that I promise. I said, I'd see what I could do. So then Bush has his backup, which is Pat Robertson, saying, I believe I have been told by God that Bush will be reelected. And all of these guys, when they talk to God and God talks to them, it's the ultimate form of insider trading. You know? Everybody else is on hold and has to just deal with their brokers. Okay, so, and it was not too long ago Pat Robertson said that God told him that he, Pat, was here on earth in order to usher in the second coming. How about that for an assignment? You know, the enemy has their religious nuts and we have our religious nuts. There's a thing here that was in the LA Times that a Bush family member said he believes that the enemy wants to get us because we're Christians. And then there was the Islam terrorist who said, we believe that the Christians are trying to destroy us. So this religious war going on, you know, with oil and water going down the Euphrates and all the other reasons. And all the people who believe in the rapture think, oh boy, it's going to come in our lifetime. I'm so lucky. You'll see the CNN version of the Second Coming combined with Fox. They're going to pool all the cables, you know, finally for this. And it will turn out that Bush is the Antichrist. So we meet again, says Jesus. You know, I think we have to thank Mel Gibson for finally making Jesus more popular than the Beatles. At long last, you know. It was a big effort, took a lot of money. But I don't know if you noticed it, if you saw the movie, but Jesus has tattoos. You couldn't see him because they're on the back of his arms, and they were up like this, but on his left arm, it's just like a heart with an arrow going through it, and it says, Mom. And the other one, on the right arm, it just says letters. It says, WWID. What would I do? And so, you know, there's the arguments going on, you know. Who crucified him? Was it the Romans? Was it the Jews? And, you know, you'll see in December, it was Santa Claus who crucified him. That's a known fact that will be on CSI. I'd like to make references to shows that I've never seen. So there was in Colorado a man who decided to crucify himself. And he bought a couple of 2x4s, one longer than the other, and made a cross out of it. Put the cross on the carpet, lay down on top of the cross, was all prepared, had a hammer there and two spikes, hammered one spike into his left hand, then suddenly realized he was not going to be able to hammer a spike into his right hand. Fortunately, there was a telephone nearby, and he was able to knock the receiver off the hook and push 911. It was never clear whether he was calling them to get a paramedic to help him with his wound or to hammer in the other hand. One of the most disheartening things about the invasion of Iraq was that the public, a majority, swallowed the propaganda machine's notion that Saddam Hussein had anything to do with September 11th. But I'm a media junkie, and I finally discovered a respectable publication that also goes along with that. This is the Weekly World News.
I'm hallucinating angels. I'm hearing voices. I'm receiving divine commands. I see Our Lady of Guacamole and Holy Virgins on the wall. I have visions and apparitions. I hear voices and hallucinate angels, and I want to talk to you about your mental health. I want to be your faith-based social services provider. I want to be your Christian supremacist crisis pregnancy counselor.
For more information on the George W. Numbnuts Faith-Based Initiative for Public Funding for Social Services, the 12-Step Monopoly, the Hate School Religious School Voucher System, and other matters of church and state, check out Americans United for the Separation of Church and State at AU.org, and in the Philadelphia area, DVAU.org.
Heard the Meat Men doing Pope on a Rope. Paul Krasner did Disorganized Religion. Chumbawamba did Homophobia. DOA did Stand Up Now and Fucked Up Bush. Asylum Street Spankers did Everybody's Fucking But Me. And started off with Kalkun doing Hair of the Bud. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight is Free SpongeBob. And SpongeBob has been nice enough to be here with us, along with Marlon, the great engineer. And we're having a lot of fun here in beautiful Philadelphia. Marlon has a hilarious picture of the Pope somewhere. And it's hot as fuck in here. But we are having a good time. And we're going to try to cover as much as we can before ending the show. I believe there is a show on immediately after The Reverend Is In here at Radio Volta. So I think the show is going to end on time, no overtime, on any of the outlets that broadcast the show. But that is okay. Let's see, a couple plugs, and then we'll see if there's time for giving you a little foreplay, kind of a little taste of what the Pope Anti-Memorial Show Part 1 will be like in 2 weeks. One is that on DVD you can get the great film that came out last year called The Corporation, which is at thecorporation.com or .org. And you can get single DVD or a double DVD set of The Corporation. And a book burner wrote to the Reverend about something happening to former talk show host Phil Donahue. And the only known article on the subject is from the Slave Revolt Radio. So do a search for Slave Revolt Radio if you want to see coverage of what's going on with Phil Donahue. I think he's getting a lot of shit from the corporate media and the far right and all that. All right, let's see. We talked somewhat on the show, not extensively. It would be a whole theme sooner or later, if we ever get around to it, of these local business mafias that declare a whole area to be a special business zone or business improvement district, etc. So it's, of course, above all other laws and the Constitution here in America. Any excuse to shit can the Constitution. And in addition to these business zones, there's an alarming trend of them seizing property of businesses or people's homes under a thing called eminent domain. And we've seen it here in Pennsylvania in Coatesville, and we've seen it in New Jersey in Pensauken and Collingswood, and actually countless other places, Haddon Township. And it's pretty much all over. And if you want a resource or to connect with other people who share in this particular fight for special business zones or eminent domain laws, you can check out Castle, like the word Castle, CastleCoalition.org, no hyphen, CastleCoalition.org. And in honor of the dead object of necrophilia from the Vatican, the queen pin of all pedophiles, let's give a resource for abortion information, the abortion pill known as RU486, and of course, emergency contraception known as ECP. And of course, please share this to everyone who needs it, especially the young, who have less and less access to pertinent information. Abortion access, one word, no hyphen, abortionaccess.org, or toll free 888 not too late with the numeral 2, not the word 2. 888 not too late. Because the pontiff would want it that way. Alright, let's see. No time for a false news story written by Reverend Bookburn. Burger King intervenes in the Schiavo case. Too long. And, let's see. Some jokes on that subject. John Brenneman at humorgazette.com/blog, and there's stuff on Michael Jackson and the Pope there. What else? Oh, a contest initiated by Ms. Terry, and I like this idea. Since we don't like the clothes that they paraded as dead body and necro style, similar to what they did with the Ayatollah in Iran when he died, let's do a dress them up contest. If you win, you'll win great prizes. How would you have dressed up the pontiff? I think I would have dressed him up in like heavy metal apparel, or like one of the death metal bands, or maybe the Rocky Horror Ensemble. But that's just my taste. You can let me know your taste for how to dress him up and how you would give him a makeover. And that's one makeover talk show I will watch. And then we'll bring it back after the Pope's anti-memorial show for pedophile funeral funnies. And Yeah, I like that carried a body around like the Ayatollah or a Viking. But we'll save that for the anti-memorial. And a video review that can't wait is get a copy of a movie from the early 90s. The Chicken Shits changed the title because of public outcry when it was released on tape. But in the theater, it was called its true name, which is The Pope Must Die. And it is hilarious and will give you comic relief from all of this corporate media bullshit. The Pope Must Die. They changed it to The Pope Must Die. And comedian Robbie Coltrane plays the Pope. Another funny, chubby guy from the John Candy School of Comedy. The Pope Must Die on tape. And we're going to save most of this Pope shit in 2 weeks. But what can't wait is the reckless use of this figure. And this is also another myth that has been perpetrated by some people who should know better. Like saying, oh, he was a human rights pope. Or total bullshit. He was an anti-Nazi pope back in the day. He was against fascism. He's against suffering. And out of all of the silly horse shit that we're going to blow the covers off in 2 weeks, one thing that people are repeating, including people who should know better, is this. He was the leader of 1 billion. And I'm sure every book burner out there, and certainly everybody Reverend Bookburn knows of at least 10 people who were raised in that pedophile church who have nothing to do with it. And it would stand to reason that virtually everybody who has nothing to do with them is counted in that statistic. So another reckless misuse of statistics, but it's repeated wildly, including some people who are free thinkers or progressives or what have you. But we're here to tell you that's a load of shit. All right. Sick of talking already, and I just started. Let's see, give a plug for another thing. This is, there's actions to protest the IMF, International Monetary Fund, and WB, the World Bank. The IMF and WB actions and articles are at the following: infoshop.org, one word, infoshop.org. And the direct link, they had a pretty funny thing too, like IMS disbands itself. And the site for the action in North America is, and this is one word, globalizethis.org. Globalizethis.org. All right. We did the video plugs. We talked about what a load of horseshit the Man of Peace was. Let's see. We didn't plug some of the worthy websites that are worth checking out. WatchingAmerica.com. Al Off Air, like the name Al, A-L. Al Off Air, one word, .com. A lot of Bush and war links. And for a hot, seductive 1-900 number for the Bush regime, check out Lie Girls, one word, liegirls.com. And that is also great comic relief in these times of madness. We're going to save this until more details come up, but Philadelphia nutcase and politician Rick Mariano is in a scandal. He's being snitched on. And he's a former recipient of Asshole of the Week. And he is also the subject of the dreaded Reverend Bookburn curse, which, of course, has struck again and is 100%. And we're going to have a lot of fun covering the Rick Mariano scandal as it unfolds. It has nothing to do with the corrupt Philadelphia mayor, John Street, and his criminal band, but it is corruption, it is crime, and of course we will be only too happy to cover it. There is a proposed law by the Bush regime types to, it's called like the nuclear option, which is to just make laws passed by a simple majority or nominations of these theocratic Taliban clone nutcases that he wants to appoint to judicial positions. And so they want to kind of shit can the democratic process. And, oh, wait a minute. A sexual dysfunctionary needs to overcompensate for their impotence and sexual dysfunction by abusing this entire Philadelphia community with an excessively volume siren. Marlon, let's pray. Lord, please restore the genital functioning of the human who has to abuse not only his or her loved ones, but an entire community with an excessively volume siren to overcompensate for their sexual dysfunction. Lord, please restore their genital functioning. We pray to thee. Thank you. Amen. This is Reverend Bookburn. Okay. I feel much better after doing a prayer, don't you? SpongeBob.
Oh, yes. That was very beautiful.
The nuclear option is now pending, and they're going to vote on it, and it stops the filibusters, the potential filibusters, when the Democrats do grow some guts, against especially the Taliban clones and total nutcases that have been appointed to positions from the FDA Reproductive Drug Committee to other judicial positions. And the website for information about that is called Save Phil, but it's spelled like the name Phil, P-H-I-L, one word, savephil.com, to save the raves, the dance parties that are under vicious attack, raids, arrests, harassment, including people who have nothing to do with the offenses of those who are caught doing something. To stop the harassment, or to fight the harassment of raves, go to drugpolicy.org. And no, I saw a couple more plugs. I'm sorry. I know they're on here. Oh, no, those are the recipients to Asshole of the Week. Don't read that. And, let's plug secularism, because there's not going to be time to read anything. From a British secularism site, it is secularism.org.uk. There's a couple great things. The Other Side of Carol Woitz Tyler, the Pope's actual name. How about that, SpongeBob?
Oh, wow. A homophobe named Carol.
That's right. He's his name was Carol, and the article from secularism.org.uk is called The Other Side of Carol Woitz Tyler, as well as in the newsflash section, Polly Toynbee's article about the funeral called Not In My Name, also very good, and a hilarious piece about the campaign for the British television network BBC to censor Jerry Springer, a campaign that failed. Jerry Springer, the opera. Let's see, if you want to see an article on, a video that you can download about the hardcore anti-choice goons known as missionaries to the preborn in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, near Beloit, where the Reverend just was. The Milwaukee assholes. This is from like the early 90s. It's called The Inquisitors Video, which you can download from Toxic Reality, one word, toxicreality.com. All right. Having a lot of fun here with Marlon, the great engineer, and SpongeBob. Way too much shit to cover. Way too much shit to read. There's pages and pages of notes. And from meeting Becca at Beloit College. Let's see. We're going to have new Viagra ads with inflatable dolls. And why Bush can relate to a vegetable like Terry Schiavo. And let's see. Fetus veggie salad. Why Bush gave me an oilgasm. That should be a future theme. Don't you think, Marlon? Oh, you're preoccupied. I'm not asking you any more questions. All right, we'll save all that shit for the Pope Anti-Memorial. And let's play some more songs. We're going to play a song for the upcoming fetus of a local book burner, and I'm still not allowed to talk about it. And let's see, Frank Zappa, Bill Hicks, Crass. But before we play a song for the upcoming fetus, and I really do hope she consents to an on-the-air Reverend Bookburn baptism, which would be the first. We already had one wedding of Lady Simone, no relation to any Christian supremacist psycho stalkers of possible similar names. But so we'll play a song for the forthcoming fetus. But first, let's play something absolutely beautiful in the spirit of the necrophilia that is coming out of the Vatican. The worldwide whinies, including the poor slobs who are worshiping people draped and drenching in gold, mandatory birthing in poor and impoverished nations, loss of access to condoms and birth control, cover up and lie about the pedophilia cases, support covert warfare and mercenaries like the Contras, in the spirit of the great Necro Festival and Necro Freaks looking at a guy in a wooden piano crate or shipping crate in a tacky red Santa suit. The queen pin of the Church of Pedophilia. The man who badly needed a new fucking hat. A man who I hope has bequeathed the Reverend that hilarious car with the bubble that could use some water and some fish in it. The man who represents a return to the Middle Ages. A man who even makes some of the sheikhs and ayatollahs and mullahs look sane and rational. A man that has caused suffering and poverty and death and legions of births and the expansion of AIDS throughout Africa and all kinds of impoverished areas. This is Cradle of Filth.
island way out in the sea, where the babies, they all grow on trees. And it's jolly good fun to swing in the sun, but you gotta watch out if you sneeze, sneeze. Gotta watch out if you sneeze. Yeah, you gotta watch out if you sneeze, for swinging up there in the breeze. You're liable to cough, you might very well fall off and tumble down, flop on your knees, knees. Tumble down, flop on your knees. And when the stormy winds wail and the breezes blow high in a gale, there's a curious dropping and flopping and plopping. Fat little babies just hail, hail. Fat little babies just hail. And the babies lie there in a pile, and the grown-ups they come after a while, and they always pass by all the babies that cry. Take only babies that smile, smile. Take only babies that smile. Even triplets and twins, if they'll smile.
And the blue and yellow.
George W. Bush, and I approve this message. People, I need you to focus on meaningless, irrelevant things like the royal wedding and the Terry Schiavo case and the death of the drag queen leader of the pedophiles, the Pope, and take your attention away from the economy, my shit canning of your future, the attacks on Social Security and Medicaid and Medicare, and my being a hoe for corporate America. Please, let the corporate media and religious leaders lead you blindly and keep you in line. I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
A year ago today was when you went away, but now you come back knocking on my door, and you say you're back to stay, but I say, go cry on somebody else.
got older. I'm somewhat wiser now.
Okay, gonna do a couple of plugs before going on, because the show is running out of time and the new guys are setting up for the Seclusiasis show coming on in about 10 minutes. The Heart of the Beholder film is coming out, and the producers are probably going to come on the show, and they're getting a lot of attack from the American Christian Taliban, and they're online at beholder.com. And to all of the folks at Beloit, the Ethical Sluts, the Raheel Group, the Java Joint folks, and so many others, please let it be known to all high-tech wizards and computer pranksters about the local anti-abortion hardcore harassers in this area who are online at columbusbaptistchurch.org. ColumbusBaptistChurch.org. And speaking of the dead queen pin of all pedophiles from the Vatican, the woman who ripped up his picture on television on Saturday Night Live, Sinead O'Connor, is back in the news. She is in Jamaica recording a reggae release with some of the most legendary reggae artists, and we'll play some of that if the Reverend gets a copy of that. Yeah, she tore up the picture, and then later Madonna, who's usually pretty cool, did something pretty fucked up, like, trashed her on Saturday Night Live for tearing up the picture of the man in the white dress. And speaking of artists who do fucked up things, let's let Bill Hicks say it. This is Bill Hicks from his comedy release called Rant in E Minor, Artistic Roll Call.
I'm kind of bummed because I'm missing right now, even as we speak, my favorite cultural train wreck, The Tonight Show with Jay Leno. I'm like a rubbernecker, man. Every night it's the crash of fucking metal when that show starts. Me and my friends have a little office pool wondering exactly which episode and which guest is going to be on the night Jay finally puts a 9mm in his mouth and blows his Dorito shilling head off his fucking body. I think it's going to be Joey Lawrence from the show Blossom. Other of my friends beg to differ and think Patrick Duffy a more likely culprit.
So, hi everyone, welcome to the show. Tonight we have Joey Lawrence. Hi Joey, how are you? It's good to see you again. Boy, it was always my comedic dream to be 44 years old and interviewing a little Tony Danza wannabe every 3 months. Boy, I'm fulfilled as a human spiritually. So anyway, Joey, you're 16 now? You're 16 years old?
Yeah.
That's great, you're 16. You got a license? You driving?
Yeah.
Great, you're 16, got a license. You got a car?
You got a car?
Yeah. You got a girlfriend? You dating somebody? Anybody special?
Yeah, no. Well, she thinks so, I don't.
Good God, what have I done with my life?
His brain splew out, forming an NBC peacock on the wall behind him. Because he's a company man to the bitter fucking end. And it all started when he did the Doritos commercial. Here's the deal, folks. You do a commercial, you're off the artistic roll call forever. End of story. Okay? You're another corporate fucking shill. You're another whore at the capitalist gangbang. And if you do a commercial, there's a price on your head. Everything you say is suspect. And every word that comes out of your mouth is now like a turd falling into my drink. Selling Doritos on fucking TV. What a fucking whore. And not even when he needed the money either. You know, if you're a young actor, okay, I'll look the other way. But guy, you know, makes $3 million a year. He decides to hawk Doritos to make more money. You don't got enough money, you fucking whore? You gotta sell snacks to fucking bovine America now?
Hi, everyone. I'm Jay Leno. Anyone remember when I was funny? Eat Doritos. They're good.
Satan fucking him in the ass on national TV.
They're good and crispy. Here, Satan, try the nacho flavored ones.
Cool and flavorful.
Tonight on the show, we have Joey Lawrence and Patrick Duffy.
Yes, tonight's the night.
Fuck, if that was his lineup, he'd use an Uzi in his mouth. Just chewing fucking lead. What have I done with my fucking life? I used to be funny. A Hulk that changes clips. He's a fucking blood sprinkler.
The next night, ba-dum-bum-ba-da, ba-dum-bum-ba-da. Ed, did you enjoy your vacation?
You are correct, sir.
Doc, that's a really nice red coat. Is that the color of it, or is that Jay's brains?
He's just jealous because he's never been on the show.
You're so right. Do a commercial, you're off the artistic roll call. Every word you say is suspect. You're a corporate whore, and end of story. And yes, I have been offered commercials, so I'm not jealous. And I've turned them all down because I'm not a salesman. And I don't.
Okay. We're running out of time, so we're skipping Asshole of the Week. But you heard Bill Hicks doing Artistic Roll Call, Mothers of Invention with Frank Zappa doing Who Are the Brain Police, Paul Kantner with Jefferson Starship doing The Baby Tree and Let's Go Together, and Cradle of Filth did At the Gates of the Midian and Cthulhu Dawn. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight is Free SpongeBob. Let's do a couple plugs, the credits, and one last song, which is, let's see, first a plug for a founding member of Monty Python, Terry Jones. Terry Jones's War on the War on Terror, which is a classic from Nation Books, and from Paul Krasner, the birthday boy, an article from the Schiavo case called Eat Your Vegetable, and that's at New York Press, nypress.com, landoverbaptist.org, Satan calls another pope to hell, and baiting.org/God. You can read Speaking in Tongues, Bitchcraft, Guest Bait, Gospel of a Gay God, Hot Religious Sex, Fuck Allah, Sheepfucker, Fucking the Flock, Stallion of the Cross. That's at baiting.org/God. And let's see. For abuse survivors of those sexually abused by priests or SNAP, you can check out snapnetwork.org. There was also some funny stuff at rotten.com, but that's it. Just going to do the credits and play a final song, and then you're going to hear, if you're a Radio Volta listener, Seclusiastes Radio. Thank you, the Reverend thanks the following for assistance, information, or just plain inspiration to the following for tonight's Free SpongeBob show. Thank you, Marlon, the great engineer, Father Oblivion from Philly Independent Media, Lord Jesus, Kenny, Amoeba, Secret Chimp, Ed Gold, Ms. Terry, Everlasting God Stopper, Lady Simone, Cindy, WildflowerDesire.com, Lobo Red, the Reverend's friends from his professional life as a mild-mannered social worker, Lady Pixan, St. Anne Marie, Mephistopheles, Drusilla, Shelley, Pharmacy Joe, the Limptic, Malik, Leanne and Tim, Holy Bloody Mary, Brooke, Justin, Mr. Zvi, Jennifer R. from Independent Media Research, Bipolar Bear, Mac Goddess and Family, Plantard and the UK Bookburners, the European, Australian, Brazilian, Canadian, Lebanese, and now Portuguese Bookburners, all North American Bookburners. Bookburners, Hippie John, Birthday Woman, Heidi Helper, Heidi Planner, Sarah Laerne, the Coffee Goddesses, Goddesses Renee and Amber, DarkLady.com, Dr. Susan Block from drsusanblock.com, Melanie from Dr. Susie Show and Elegant Angel Video Production, Renee Bryant, Paul Krasner, the Birthday Boy, ProChoiceLeg.com, All Clinic Defenders, Jennifer Hunter, DSI, Genevieve Pie Man from PieMan.org, Full Circle Records, Wooden Shoe Books and Records in Philadelphia, Joe Keithley and DOA, Mr. Scott and Family, Tara, Jenna A, Crystal Hellcat, Biker Chick, Sandra Chica Caliente, Queen Agitator, Craig, Autistic Behavior, Christy Wan, Chelsea Elsie, Merck and Family, Arizona Dude at the Dead Milkman Show, Bonnie Neen, Annalie, Nicole, Lonnie, Gail, The Lucy Pro-Choice Group, Leah, Andy, Adele, and the Raheel Group at Beloit College, The Ethical Sluts, Susie Lick, Anand DePlume, Julie Deadhead, Dr. Feelgood and Family, Annie Oakley, Carol Queen, D. Monica, Diane Fornbacher and Family and Friends, Silver Nails, Champion, Lombard, Karen, Leslie, all of Radio Volta for enduring the theft of a radio transmitter and looting by Satan's sexual partner and community leader, Sister Bay. The two Washington outlets that relay broadcast the show live, Dallas Blanchard, Michael Moore, Void Control, Midnight Creeps, all independent media, Bush Liquors Everywhere, all book burners, and especially to live guests tonight, SpongeBob. Next week is the Reverend's birthday show. 2 weeks, part one of the Pope's anti-memorial show. Write to the Reverend at Quail, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, Quail at sjcdc.org. Final tune will be by Crass with E.P. Thompson from the Peace Not War benefit compilation. This is called The Unelected President. Good night.
We don't have civilization anymore. We have a state of barbarism. A state of barbarism in which we are daily, hourly, threatening the annihilation of our fellow citizens.
We're looking for a better world. But what do we see? Poverty, hatred, and misery. Money spent on war when so many on this earth are so helplessly poor.